美国国务院警告说，中国、俄罗斯和伊朗就新冠病毒疫情正在发动针对美国的虚假信息战，试图转变民众的不满情绪。美国政治网站21日报道说，美国国务院全球接触中心在一份未公开的报告中发出上述警告。报告说，新冠病毒疫情发生后，中国、俄罗斯和伊朗加强配合，散布针对中国的虚假信息，即病毒来自美军，是美国在利用生物武器达到政治目的。中国、俄罗斯和伊朗的抗疫努力好过美国，美国的确诊病例超过了这三个国家的总和等。报告说，这三个国家的官方媒体和政府机构都散布了这些虚假信息。俄罗斯国防部提出的阴谋论甚至指称比尔盖茨也参与了病毒的制造。报告说，这三个国家这样做是对本国民众日益增长的不满情绪作出回应。美国国务院全球接触中心协调员加布里埃尔对政治网站说，这次健康危机开始在中国受到控制时，我们看见中共的确开始发动协同努力，试图重塑舆论。中共先是允许中国的社交媒体传播美国是病毒来源的俄罗斯指称，然后很快就在官方媒体上就病毒的根源提出质疑，散布美国是病毒来源的虚假信息。总部位于纽约的非政府组织人权观察周二表示，中共在新型冠状病毒疫情期间再次打击香港民主派人士，侵犯基本人权。香港警方4月18日以非法集结的罪名拘捕了15名香港民主派资深人士，这是去年6月香港发生大规模反政府抗议以来，香港当局对民主运动进行的最大镇压行动。人权观察中国部主任理查森说，编造罪名逮捕香港最知名民主派人士，以及实际上改写基本法等做法，符合中国共产党统治作风的所有特征。北京似乎想利用新冠病毒疫情进一步重击香港人的人权抗争。近日，港澳办和中联办就香港立法会内会停摆高调表态批评，泛民痛斥两办违反基本法22条及中央政府所属各部门不得干预香港自行管理的事务。根据一国两制的安排，香港在外交与国防以外的所有事务应享高度自治。作为香港实质宪法的基本法进一步在第22条规定，中央人民政府所属各部门均不得干预香港特别行政区根据本法自行管理的事务。美国、英国以及许多国际和香港团体都谴责香港警方大规模镇压香港知名民主人士。美国一些联邦参议员呼吁政府制止疫情期间的反亚裔言行，称新冠病毒与一个人的族裔无关。包括参议员沃纳在内的25名民主党籍联邦参议员21日致函美国总统特朗普，对2019新冠病毒疫情期间美国亚太裔遭受的骚扰与不断增加的暴力提出警告，强调新冠病毒疫情产生的混乱不该成为打击有色族群的理由，美国政府领导人有责任避免使用煽动反亚裔的言论。在此之前，美国一些国家安全专家要求国家关注疫情期间反亚太裔的仇恨犯罪不断增加的问题。美国民权委员机构、联邦疾病控制与预防中心等机构也对反亚裔仇恨犯罪的急剧增加表示严重关切，并提出了警告。信函指出，我们现在必须明确，我们中间的敌人不是亚裔或亚美社区，而是一个让我们所有人都面临危险的病毒。我们必须反对错误的认知，即病毒与一个人的族裔之间有任何的关联。目前停泊在日本长崎港进行维修，并载有623名船员的意大利哥斯达大西洋号邮轮出现33例新冠病毒确诊病例。长崎县官员表示，确诊且已出现症状者将被送往医疗机构治疗，而没有出现症状者将继续接受侦测，而测试为阴性者将被遣送回国。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy. Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is, Where do you come from?
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们来学习第一课，这一课的题目是你是哪儿的人，教大家怎样告诉别人你的原籍或家乡是哪里。本课的学习重点是动词 come的一般现在时以及两个人称代词 I 和 you。 另外讲一下怎样用疑问副词 where 来提问题。下面我们熟悉几个句子。
My name is Kathy.
我叫 Kathy.
My name is Kathy. Where do you come from?
你是哪儿的人？
Where do you come from? I come from New York.
我是纽约人。
I come from New York.
这里的动词 come 是来、到来的意思，加上介词 from， 意思是来自哪里，原籍或家乡在哪里。
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
节目主持人 Kathy 是纽约人。Max 是旧金山人，请注意美国人如何做自我介绍，以及用疑问副词 where 询问别人来自哪里。
Hello everyone, my name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right, San Francisco, California.
下面我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
现在做听说练习，请大家听一句。跟着说一句。
I come from San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
I come from California.
I come from the United States.
I come from the United States.
下面请把这段听说练习再做一遍。
I come from San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
I come from California.
I comefrom the United States.
I come from the United States.
听
众电话。 Kathy 在回答听众的问题时要谈她的原籍是哪里。 他的原籍是纽约市，他来自纽约市。纽约市是纽约州的一个城市。下面我们先熟悉一些词句。
State
州
State
这个词的拼法是 S-T-A-T-E 美国共有50个州
City
城市
City
这个词的拼法是 C-I-T-Y
What city do you come from?
你来自哪个城市？
What city do you come from? I come from Beijing.
我来自北京，我是北京人。
I come from Beijing.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right.I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're on the air with New Dynamic English.
意思是，你现在上了新动态英语节目了。这是电台节目主持人在接到听众电话时常用的一句话。另外，听众吴先生说，
I have a question for you.
意思是，我有一个问题要问你。向别人提问题也可以说
May I ask you a question?
我们再来听一遍这段对话。
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli.I come from China.
From China?
That's right. I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
接着请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
下面请把这段听说练习再做一遍。
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
电子邮件。现在我们来回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题。我们已经知道 Max 来自旧金山，而不是洛杉矶。注意下面的句子。
Do you come from Los Angeles?
你来自洛杉矶吗？
Do you come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I don't come from Los Angeles.
不是，我不是从洛杉矶来的。
No, I don't. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
这里我们学习了怎样告诉别人你不是来自某地的人。例如
I don't come from Los Angeles.
这是一个否定句，它的词序和陈述句一样，只是动词的前面加上助动词 do 和否定副词 not。 Don't 是 do not 的紧缩形式。我们再来听一遍这段对话。
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家跟着我们做听说练习。
New York City.
I come from New York City.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
China.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
我们把这段听说练习再做一遍。
New York City.
I come from New York City.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
China.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
Daily Dialogue. On an Airplane. Part 1.
每日对话。今天的内容是在飞机上第一部分。两个陌生人在飞机上做自我介绍。他们在相互介绍中使用了这样一些语句。
My name is Walter.
我叫 Walter.
My name is Walter.Nice to meet you.
很高兴认识你。
Nice to meet you.
Listen to the conversation.
现在请大家听他们两人在飞机上的对话。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
刚才对话中这两个人的姓名分别是什么呢？让我们再听一遍。
Hi, my name is Walter. Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael. Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家听一句，跟着重复一句。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
我们把前面的对话再重复一遍。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
A question for you.
现在我们要请听众朋友们回答一个问题。
Now here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
Max 提出问题后，请大家听到铃声以后回答。
Where do you come from? I see.
Max 问大家来自哪里，听到你的回答后，他说，原来这样，那么我能再听听你的答案吗？各位听众，今天我们学习了动词 come 的一般现在时以及两个人称代词 I 和 you， 另外还学了怎样用疑问副词 where 来提问题。下面我们一起把今天学过的主要对话内容再听一遍。首先是 Cathy 和 Max 在播音开始前的相互问候。
Good morning, Max.How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
然后是 Cathy 和 Max, 两人把自己介绍给听众时的对话。
Hello, everyone. My name is Cathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
我们还听了 Cathy 在回答听众电话提问时的对话。
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right, I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City?Or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Cathy 和 Max 在回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题时是这样说的。
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco.I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
今天我们还听了一段每日对话，主要是两个人相互自我介绍时的用语。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
各位听众，在结束今天的这课之前，我们还要播送 Max 和 Cathy, 还有他们的同事 Elizabeth 和 Larry 在播音室里的对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。他们今天谈论的话题是欢迎到华盛顿来。我们先熟悉一个句子。
Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, 这位是 Elizabeth Moore. 这是常用的一种介绍别人的方式。
Okay, and we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Good show, Max. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Max, how do you and your wife like your new house?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Do you miss San Francisco?
A little. But Washington and San Francisco are both very international. I was at the mall yesterday, and there were people speaking Spanish and Russian and Chinese. It sounded like the United Nations. How long have you lived in Washington, Kathy?
I moved here several years ago.
Where from?
From New York City.
Do you miss New York?
Sometimes, but I go there pretty often. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, this is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max. Excuse me, but my show is about to begin.
Good luck.
Good luck.
在这段对话中 ,Cathy 向 Elizabeth 和 Larry 介绍他们的新同事 Max。我们了解到 ,Max 刚刚从旧金山搬到华盛顿。他已经参观了华盛顿的大草坪等地方。
I was at the mall yesterday.
这句话的意思是昨天我去了大草坪。他觉得这两个城市都很国际化。Max 喜欢他的新家，不过他也想念旧金山。而 Cathy 也是几年前从纽约搬到华盛顿的。最后我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Okay, and we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Good show, Max. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Max, how do you and your wife like your new house?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Do you miss San Francisco?
A little. But Washington and San Francisco are both very international. I was at the mall yesterday, and there were people speaking Spanish and Russian and Chinese. It sounded like the United Nations. How long have you lived in Washington, Kathy?
I moved here several years ago.
Where from?
From New York City.
Do you miss New York?
Sometimes, but I go there pretty often. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, this is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max. Excuse me, but my show is about to begin.
Good luck.
Good luck.
各位听众，今天的新动态英语就播送到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new dynamic English study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以到本地的书店购买。
各位听众， 美国国务院警告说，中国、俄罗斯和伊朗就新冠病毒疫情正在发动针对美国的虚假信息战，试图转变民众的不满情绪。美国政治网站21日报道说，美国国务院全球接触中心在一份未公开的报告中发出上述警告。报告说，新冠病毒疫情发生后，中国、俄罗斯和伊朗加强配合，散布针对中国的虚假信息，即病毒来自美军，是美国在利用生物武器达到政治目的。中国、俄罗斯和伊朗的抗疫努力好过美国，美国的确诊病例超过了这三个国家的总和等。报告说，这三个国家的官方媒体和政府机构都散布了这些虚假信息。俄罗斯国防部提出的阴谋论甚至指称比尔盖茨也参与了病毒的制造。报告说，这三个国家这样做是对本国民众日益增长的不满情绪做出回应。美国国务院全球接触中心协调员加布里埃尔对政治网站说，这次健康危机开始在中国受到控制时，我们看见中共的确开始发动协同努力，试图重塑舆论。中共先是允许中国的社交媒体传播美国是病毒来源的俄罗斯指称，然后很快就在官方媒体上就病毒的根源提出质疑，散布美国是病毒来源的虚假信息。总部位于纽约的非政府组织人权观察周二表示，中共在新型冠状病毒疫情期间再次打击香港民主派人士，侵犯基本人权。香港警方4月18日以非法集结的罪名拘捕了15名香港民主派资深人士，这是去年6月香港发生大规模反政府抗议以来，香港当局对民主运动进行的最大镇压行动。人权观察中国部主任理查森说，编造罪名逮捕香港最知名民主派人士，以及实际上改写基本法等做法，符合中国共产党统治作风的所有特征。北京似乎想利用新冠病毒疫情进一步重击香港人的人权抗争。近日，港澳办和中联办就香港立法会内会停摆高调表态批评，泛民痛斥两办违反基本法22条及中央政府所属各部门不得干预香港自行管理的事务。根据一国两制的安排，香港在外交与国防以外的所有事务应享高度自治。作为香港实质宪法的基本法进一步在第22条规定，中央人民政府所属各部门均不得干预香港特别行政区根据本法自行管理的事务。美国、英国以及许多国际和香港团体都谴责香港警方大规模镇压香港知名民主人士。美国一些联邦参议员呼吁政府制止疫情期间的反亚裔言行，称新冠病毒与一个人的族裔无关。包括参议员沃纳在内的25名民主党籍联邦参议员21日致函美国总统特朗普，对2019新冠病毒疫情期间美国亚太裔遭受的骚扰与不断增加的暴力提出警告，强调新冠病毒疫情产生的混乱不该成为打击有色族群的理由，美国政府领导人有责任避免使用煽动反亚裔的言论。在此之前，美国一些国家安全专家要求国家关注疫情期间反亚太裔的仇恨犯罪不断增加的问题。美国民权委员机构、联邦疾病控制与预防中心等机构也对反亚裔仇恨犯罪的急剧增加表示严重关切，并提出了警告。信函指出，我们现在必须明确，我们中间的敌人不是亚裔或亚美社区，而是一个让我们所有人都面临危险的病毒。我们必须反对错误的认知，即病毒与一个人的族裔之间有任何的关联。目前停泊在日本长崎港进行维修，并载有623名船员的意大利哥斯达大西洋号邮轮出现33例新冠病毒确诊病例。长崎县官员表示，确诊且已出现症状者将被送往医疗机构治疗，而没有出现症状者将继续接受侦测，而测试为阴性者将被遣送回国。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is, Where do you come from?
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们来学习第一课，这一课的题目是你是哪儿的人，教大家怎样告诉别人你的原籍或家乡是哪里。本课的学习重点是动词 come的一般现在时以及两个人称代词 I 和 you。 另外讲一下怎样用疑问副词 where 来提问题。下面我们熟悉几个句子。
My name is Kathy.
我叫 Kathy.
My name is Kathy. Where do you come from?
你是哪儿的人？
Where do you come from? I come from New York.
我是纽约人。
I come from New York.
这里的动词 come 是来、到来的意思，加上介词 from， 意思是来自哪里，原籍或家乡在哪里。
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
节目主持人 Kathy 是纽约人。Max 是旧金山人，请注意美国人如何做自我介绍，以及用疑问副词 where 询问别人来自哪里。
Hello everyone, my name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right, San Francisco, California.
下面我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy. I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
现在做听说练习，请大家听一句。跟着说一句。
I come from San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
I come from California.
I come from the United States.
I come from the United States.
下面请把这段听说练习再做一遍。
I come from San Francisco.
I come from San Francisco.
I come from New York.
I come from New York.
I come from California.
I come from California.
I comefrom the United States.
I come from the United States.
听众电话。Kathy 在回答听众的问题时要谈她的原籍是哪里。 他的原籍是纽约市，他来自纽约市。纽约市是纽约州的一个城市。下面我们先熟悉一些词句。
State
州
State
这个词的拼法是 S-T-A-T-E 美国共有50个州
City
城市
City
这个词的拼法是 C-I-T-Y
What city do you come from?
你来自哪个城市？
What city do you come from? I come from Beijing.
我来自北京，我是北京人。
I come from Beijing.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right.I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're on the air with New Dynamic English.
意思是，你现在上了新动态英语节目了。这是电台节目主持人在接到听众电话时常用的一句话。另外，听众吴先生说，
I have a question for you.
意思是，我有一个问题要问你。向别人提问题也可以说
May I ask you a question?
我们再来听一遍这段对话。
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli.I come from China.
From China?
That's right. I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City. And New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
接
着请大家听一句，跟着说一句。
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
下面请把这段听说练习再做一遍。
Where do you come from?
I come from San Francisco.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
电子邮件。现在我们来回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题。我们已经知道 Max 来自旧金山，而不是洛杉矶。注意下面的句子。
Do you come from Los Angeles?
你来自洛杉矶吗？
Do you come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I don't come from Los Angeles.
不是，我不是从洛杉矶来的。
No, I don't. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
这里我们学习了怎样告诉别人你不是来自某地的人。例如
I don't come from Los Angeles.
这是一个否定句，它的词序和陈述句一样，只是动词的前面加上助动词do 和否定副词 not。 don't 是 do not 的紧缩形式。我们再来听一遍这段对话。
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't.I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家跟着我们做听说练习。
New York City.
I come from New York City.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
China.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
We'll listen to this listening practice again.
New York City.
I come from New York City.
Where do you come from?
I come from New York City.
California.
I come from California.
Where do you come from?
I come from California.
China.
I come from China.
Where do you come from?
I come from China.
Daily Dialogue. On an Airplane. Part 1.
每日对话。今天的内容是在飞机上第一部分。两个陌生人在飞机上做自我介绍，他们在相互介绍中使用了这样一些语句。
My name is Walter.
我叫 Walter.
My name is Walter. Nice to meet you.
很高兴认识你。
Nice to meet you.
Listen to the conversation.
现在请大家听他们两人在飞机上的对话。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
刚才对话中这两个人的姓名分别是什么呢？让我们再听一遍。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家听一句，跟着重复一句。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
We'll repeat the conversation from the beginning again.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
A question for you.
现在我们要请听众朋友们回答一个问题。
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
Max 提出问题后，请大家听到铃声以后回答。
Where do you come from? I see.
Max 问大家来自哪里。听到你的回答后，他说：“原来这样，那么我能再听听你的答案吗？”各位听众，今天我们学习了动词 come 的一般现在时，以及两个人称代词 I 和 you， 另外还学了怎样用疑问副词 where 来提问题。下面我们一起把今天学过的主要对话内容再听一遍。首先是 Cathy 和 Max 在播音开始前的相互问候。
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
然后是 Cathy 和 Max 两人把自己介绍给听众时的对话。
Hello, everyone. My name is Cathy.I come from New York.
New York?
Yes, New York. Where do you come from, Max?
I come from San Francisco.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
We also heard Cathy 在回答听众电话提问时的对话。
Now it's time for a phone call.Hello, you're on the air with New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Wu Hongli. I come from China.
From China?
That's right, I come from China. I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you come from New York City or New York State?
I come from New York City, and New York City is in New York State. May I ask you a question?
Okay.
What city do you come from, Mr. Wu?
What city? I come from Beijing.
You come from Beijing?
Yes, I come from Beijing.
Okay, Mr. Wu. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Cathy 和 Max 在回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题时是这样说的。
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Let's take a short break.
今天我们还听了一段每日对话。主要是两个人相互自我介绍时的用语。
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
各位听众，在结束今天的这课之前，我们还要播送 Max 和 Cathy, 还有他们的同事 Elizabeth 和 Larry 在播音室里的对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。他们今天谈论的话题是欢迎到华盛顿来。我们先熟悉一个句子。
Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, 这位是 Elizabeth Moore。这是常用的一种介绍别人的方式。
Okay, and we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Good show, Max. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Max, how do you and your wife like your new house?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Do you miss San Francisco?
A little. But Washington and San Francisco are both very international. I was at the mall yesterday, and there were people speaking Spanish and Russian and Chinese. It sounded like the United Nations. How long have you lived in Washington, Kathy?
I moved here several years ago.
Where from?
From New York City.
Do you miss New York?
Sometimes, but I go there pretty often. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, this is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max. Excuse me, but my show is about to begin.
Good luck.
Good luck.
在这段对话中 ,Cathy 向 Elizabeth 和 Larry 介绍他们的新同事 Max。我们了解到 ,Max 刚刚从旧金山搬到华盛顿。他已经参观了华盛顿的大草坪等地方。
I was at the mall yesterday.
这句话的意思是昨天我去了大草坪。他觉得这两个城市都很国际化。Max 喜欢他的新家。不过他也想念旧金山，而 Cathy 也是几年前从纽约搬到华盛顿的。最后我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Okay, and we're off the air. Good show.
Thanks, Larry. Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Good show, Max. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Max, how do you and your wife like your new house?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Do you miss San Francisco?
A little. But Washington and San Francisco are both very international. I was at the mall yesterday, and there were people speaking Spanish and Russian and Chinese. It sounded like the United Nations. How long have you lived in Washington, Kathy?
I moved here several years ago.
Where from?
From New York City.
Do you miss New York?
Sometimes, but I go there pretty often. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.Have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, this is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max. Excuse me, but my show is about to begin.
Good luck.
Good luck.
各位听众，今天的新动态英语就播送到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
For 为了帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以到本地的书店购买。